What would you use to start the fire? Just some little pieces of wood or something?
Yeah.
Did you ever have that kind of wood that's like old? I guess it's got kerosene or something in it.
Well, no, I would be in the rich pine. No, most of it is hardwood.
Not too many pines grow around here, do they?
No, not the kind, you know. It had the pine knots. Every down too many in this area here.
And up over the fireplace, you have like a place you could set stuff?
Well, some of them had what's known as a pot rack going all the way across the chimney, like you can hang your beans up there, anything, you know.
Yeah. And then what about up over that? Where you'd set a lamp or something?
Yeah, what they call a mantle.
Do you have a big room where you might have, I guess, fireplace and company came, you sit in there?
Most of the time. Maybe three or four bedrooms. It'd be, three or four rooms in the entire house would be. A lot of them are just had what's known as a hallway and three rooms, small hallway and a room on each side.
Yeah.
Maybe the what's called living room, you'd have your table in there.
Did you have anything to sit on?
Yeah, you'd have chairs.
Never anything long?
Well, yeah, benches there is what I know is benches there.
Were they just hardwood?
Yeah.
Didn't have anything with any cushions on it? Like they do now. So you call that the living room?
Yeah.
They used to call it anything else?
Well, not necessarily.
Did you ever have anything over the windows that maybe you could pull down?
Like most of the old timers, they didn't have to believe in windows much. They used what's called shutters. And just how shutters would close up, they'd open up, leave your doors open winter and summer, the old timers did. No matter how cold it was, what left front door open.
Yeah.
It was all light, normally they had. But if you bought up a place and the front door was closed, it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
They kept it open all the time.
Hmm.
Up until the last several years, used to be some. Couple of them here did that.
Didn't worry about bugs coming in?
Well, they had what's called take a paper and make a pair of scissors and cut it about inch wide, about that wide, put it on a stick, and stand there and fan flies, one fan flies while the other group was eating.
Oh, okay.
No, they didn't have no screens back then.
Would they make the littlest one do that?
Well, yes, whoever would get the flies in just like gnats would be now, you know, real plentiful.
Uh-huh.